Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Boy, look at you all tanned, and looks like you had a good weekend.
Oh, good. My eyes are no longer bloodshot, right?
Yeah.
From all that sun I got.
And Burl Schwartz from City Pulse Magazine is in. Magazine, newspaper?
Well,
newspaper.
Call it a newspaper because I'm a newspaper man, yeah. And that's what I want to call it.
Boy, to watch that thing, how it's grown, and I, being a journalist, I judge it on one thing, and that's ads. When you got a lot of ads in there, that means that you're doing okay, and that allows you to do the news that you want. So over the years, it's been interesting to watch that grow. I can remember when you were just working your backside off trying to get it going, because as you know, the startup part is the hardest part, but now you're thriving.
Well, we're going to celebrate our 10th year and two more issues. Hard to believe we're still here, but especially because it was tough to get it off the ground.
And then you drag in quality writers like Kyle to do some stuff.
I couldn't do it without guys like Kyle.
All right, well, let's talk about this Lansing City Council race. Before we dive into the individuals, I want to tell, and we'll go with you first, Burl, how over the last year has City Council performed? Highs, lows?
Well, you know, the MRG poll gave him a D+, and I thought, gee, that's high. I would have used a pass-fail basis. I think they failed. I think
really,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I think so. Well, if we look at just the last year alone, we have that debacle over whether to extend tax credits, tax incentives to Gillespie, Pat Gillespie. And, I think that alone showed the chaos on City Council. I mean, this was a major thing that they ended up just squabbling about, it seemed like. And, then the medical marijuana issue. They declare this moratorium, then they give it a six-month moratorium, and they still can't figure it out. They're like, Congress, they're deciding things in the middle of the night. You wake up and listen to Tony Connolly to find out what they did.
But you know what, Burl? Aylin Robinson, and a piece in today's news here on 1320 WILS, said that in most votes, they vote 8-0.
Yeah, well, because 90% of those votes are giving somebody a tribute. That's why.
Kyle, what's your assessment on City Council over the last year?
Well, I don't think Burl's too far off. I think also part of the problem is there just doesn't seem to be any cohesiveness here. And there's two separate sects, but, you know, it's like you got Republicans and you got Democrats, except you've got the Carol Woods sect and you've got the Kathy Dunbar / Virge Bonaro sect. And, you know, on the tough issues, they just can't seem to get along. And even when we had something like the millage vote, which seems, you know, in theory should have brought everyone together, we still had problems with them even getting on the same page. We really didn't know where Carol Wood stood on the millage vote until really kind of the end. And, you know, there was no real good strategy to get people out and vote and support that thing.
And Kyle, as a Lansing resident, I knew that really kind of ticked you off because, in your opinion, I think, and many, and we'll have Burl comment on this too, when it came to that election, they swung and missed. They didn't get the word out. We didn't see the signs. We didn't see the commercials. And there are a lot of people who think that that millage vote would have went through had we known about it.
Well, and I think you're exactly right. I think it would have gone through. And then there's also the question beforehand of why didn't they just approve a millage increase to begin with? You got to ask that question. Now, they couldn't have done the whole four, but they could have done three something or other that could have prevented a lot of firefighter or police officer layoffs. You know, and I think there is something to be said about making concessions. You know, they're doing that at the state level, having to go and ask to the workers to give a little more for health care or take a bit of a pay cut. And, we're going to see that at the schools level as well, I think. Besides that, I mean, the property tax value is going down. What we're getting from the state is going down. It only makes sense that we got to raise some money somewhere, and paying more or having a higher millage rate isn't necessarily going to mean you're going to pay more taxes for 75% of the residents. It means you're not paying more taxes.
Burl,
I think the millage thing is a great example of this dysfunction. You know, whatever it is, there's a segment of the city council that is against it, and we're talking about a part-time city council. These people are paid just $20,000 a year each. We've got a strong mayor; that's his full-time job to run this city. Come on, folks, you're one floor apart. get together, talk to each other, figure out a plan, get on the same page.
Why should we be surprised? Congress is full-time and can't get it together.
Well, I think that, you know, that's different. And, you know, while we've seen some dysfunction in this fight, you got a much, you know, you got a country there that these people are trying to govern. You got huge special interests in every congressional district. Here we're talking about little old Lansing. Go down to the Flapjack, have breakfast, and figure it out.